morning, Jeff.
Can you tell me what you saw?
Well, what I saw was a fantastic thing. That was the ocean's top predator, approximately 5 metre long great white shark. And I saw that while I was diving on the HMAS Swan with my partner, Christy. That was yesterday, 13th of November. To see anything different underwater is spectacular, amazing. And to see an enormous, I mean, I've seen enormous fishes before, whale sharks, you know, manta rays, other big sharks, seals, et cetera, et cetera. But to see something this big swim past us, we were at about 22, 23 metres on the side of the wreck. My partner was taking photos, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw this big black shape go past at about 10 metres away from us at the same depth. And when I looked at it, so it was no doubt at all what it was. It was the dark above, the white below, and just the enormous bulk of it, and a massive tail fin. So it wasn't, I won't say it was, certainly wasn't fear or panic. I think, fortunately, I'm experienced enough to not you know, submit to those sort of urges. But it was complete fascination, I have to say.
You were wearing a shark
repellent
vest.
Yes.
Is that part and parcel of your diving kit?
It's not a vest. It's a device that straps around your ankle, and then an antenna hangs below. It's a electronic shark deterrent. And yes, it is. And my partner, we both have them on, and they're on. They're switched on as soon as we hit the water when we're diving. And I've been wearing one of those since 2008, when an unfortunate fellow got taken down at Port Kennedy, where I was spending an awful lot of time diving every week, hours and hours in the water, and he got taken at the place where I was diving. And from that point on, I said, right, that's it. I don't go diving to put my life at risk. I dive to enjoy the experience. So from then on, I've worn a shark shield all the time.
Absolutely. My guest is Paul Hosey. Paul, is it the reason why the shark showed no great curiosity, that it moved past you rather than being more interested in you, do you think?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I'll tell you the whole story if you'd like.
Yeah.
I'll be as succinct as I can. When I saw the shark, my partner hadn't seen it. I got her attention because I was on a closed-circuit rebreather, which means I have no bubbles. And I yelled out to my partner, yelled her name, Christy, 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 got her attention. By the time she turned around to see it, the tail was heading off. And it then headed down to the bottom of the ocean floor, which was about 30 metres depth, and it circled. It basically went out, and talking about a thing that's moving very slowly, at a walking pace, an imperceptible body, such a graceful thing. You can hardly tell that it's making any effort to move, but it swam out and around just to the limit of the visibility, which was about 20 to 25 metre visibility. It was very good yesterday, beautiful clear water. And we watched this huge shape go out, and then we sat on the side of the wreck where it was nice and safe, sat there, and we observed it for about 5 minutes. And it just swam just above the bottom in a big lazy circle in and around. There's a mooring buoy there. And I observed that there was no aggressive behavior. It was not making any erratic movements, just slowly moving around. Sorry about the background noise. I'm at the airport. After about 5 minutes of observing it, I decided that I wanted a closer look. I mean, a lot of people would say that was pretty foolhardy, a stupid thing to do, but I had a shark shield. I know the behaviour of these things, the observation of the behaviours, and that when people are taken on the surface, that's how these things feed and attack, not at depth, not normally. So I actually swam away from the ship. My partner stayed where she was, and I swam down to the bottom. And the interesting thing was it actually did then take an interest in me because something had moved into its space, and it swam straight towards me from about 20, 30 metres away. And that was quite incredible. And at about 10 metres away, when it was still heading straight towards me and I established eye contact, that's when I thought, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. But I had my faith in my shark shield, otherwise I wouldn't have been wearing it. And at about 5 to 7 metres away, it turned away from me and swam around, just continued on its big lazy circles. So it did take an interest, but I'm quite certain that... and there was still no quick movement of the shark. It was quite calm. It was just swimming around. But it was at that moment when I realised that I was no longer the observer. I was the observed. And that was a little bit unsettling, but still not panicking, or I didn't feel threatened or fearful. It was certainly as much caution as one could say I could show in such a circumstance. I watched it, and then I made my way back to the wreck. I was happy I'd seen enough. It was absolutely phenomenal. I think the overall impression was just awesome. The bulk of it, when it's coming straight towards you, is gigantic.
Now, Paul, can I ask, is this the shark that was variously reported over the weekend as the one that cleared the beaches in the southwest?
Well, I don't know about that, Jeff. I know that the report, when we got out of the water, we got back onto the boat. There were two other scuba divers, and there was a bunch of free divers who were training off the back of the boat. Everybody was out of the water immediately, and the boat crew were excellent in that regard. Everybody was out of the water, and we went back to town. That was it. That was the day over, and they did report it to fisheries. And when I spoke to the police communications line, they were already fully aware of it and had cleared the water. So.
Now, I know you've got to get on a plane, but I just want to get your assessment on a weekend where we had beaches closed in various locations, and at Mullalua, an open swim event had to be called off yesterday. As someone who dives, as someone who over the weekend probably had one of your experiences of a lifetime, being even within the vicinity of a 5-metre great white, how do you assess our response to them in our waters at the moment?
Well, I mean, what I see is good. I was a little disturbed by the call to hunt and kill one a few weeks ago. I think our response is good, except for the fact that we're not employing that technology enough that has now been demonstrated to be highly effective. That the sharks don't with these electronic deterrents, that the sharks don't get within a certain distance of the range of the device. I don't know why we don't have more research or money put into establishing nets around our beaches like Cottesloe, where over the years, how many people have been taken? It's a shame. In Sydney, you've got shark nets. Over here, we've got nothing. I appreciate that it gets smashed up in the winter, but these electronic systems can be set up. It's not, cutting-edge, unreliable technology. We have the technology now to put this in place, and I think that's the responsible way forward, because these are the top predators in the ocean. And they deserve our respect, and I certainly do.
I appreciate you talking to us, and what a story you've got to tell. Paul, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Jeff. See you.
That's Paul Hosey, 1300 222 720.